I recently reread T.S. Eliot's Choruses from the Rock. Originally part of a pageant play, it speaks about a longing for the renewal of Christian faith during hectic and fast-paced modern times. But as I read through it again, a few of the verses jumped out at me. Then came at a predetermined moment, a moment in time and of time, a moment not out of time, but in time, in what we call history, transecting, bisecting the world of time, a moment in time, but not like a moment of time, a moment in time, but time was made through that moment, for without the meaning, there is no time, and that moment of time gave the meaning. This moment of time Eliot keeps on referring to is the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord. In that moment, everything changed. The wages of sin were paid in full once and for all. Christ became the ultimate atoning sacrifice that brought us back into communion with God. But what I love about Eliot's verse is how he paints a picture, which includes those who looked forward to Christ's atonement, those who witnessed it, and those of us now who look back and remember it. We are part of this great tradition, part of those who sought God and are continually seeking Him today. Like the prophets who look forward, we have the benefit of seeing their prophecies fulfilled in Christ. We look back with a different type of faith, knowing that in our Lord Jesus, our redemption is completely secured. Through Christ's glorious incarnation, our wildly creative and compassionate God has made a way back to Him, and through His death and resurrection, no one is without hope. In Christ, all have a path back to God, and that is why Easter is the moment in time that gave the meaning for everything else. I'm Joseph Dukaj, wishing you a joyous Easter.